KN4 CBA Mobile.
CBA KN4 VWA.
There he is. Well, I tell you, it's sunshining over here in Taylor's, but I'm when I went outside, I looked around and I said, looks kind of, some of the clouds look kind of threatening, about every direction you look.
You might just get a break in the weather today. Where are you?
Just pulled out of the subdivision, as my daughter used to say. She couldn't say subdivision, she'd say subdivision.
Do you know where St. Mark's Road and Wade Hampton is?
No, I do, because I go to Mr. Salsa.
Top of the hill, right there, right now, passing under the light, right there.
Yeah, full quieting on the input. Well, I'm taking the Rutherford Road route. Waze says it's quicker than Wade Hampton. And Rutherford does have fewer traffic lights. So, I guess we'll see. But, anyway, it's taking me by Wade Hampton High School. I never get on Wade Hampton to get there. I'll go by the high school and then the mortuary will be on my right.
Going the right way, because I've already encountered a half a dozen. It's Sunday, so let's go 5 miles an hour under the speed limit, people.
I really find that hard to believe, it being a Sunday and all.
Every morning, those will be the same idiots zipping out and shifting lanes and running in and out of people just like, you know, like they were driving go-karts. We love them anyhow. What can we say? You know what? That's an interesting concept. I may come down that way. Well, I don't know. It's not that far from the intersection there on out to where we're going. So, I don't know. I'll probably just stick with Wade Hampton.
You know, unless it's a massive wreck or something, you know, it's six one, half dozen the other. If I hadn't looked at Waze, I would have gone Wade Hampton and just turned right there on the Pine Knoll and then turned left into the parking lot. So, I mean, you know, big deal.
Yep. Well, guy in a black pickup truck just cut off another guy in another black pickup truck. They're everywhere. Oh, mercy. Have you noticed how many out-of-state vehicle tags there are on cars around in here lately?
Looking at one right now. Yep. Out-of-state or no tag at all. Oh, man. I think their paper tag or their cardboard tag rotted from being on there so long it fell off and they just kept going. I don't know. Oh, man, it's amazing the number of cars you see with these tags. It looks like they've been on there for months, and because they're all weathered and everything. And temporary tags and how they can get away with that, but anyway.
With four California tags, I've seen one New York tag, two New Jerseys, and there's an Alabama.
I was so busy talking, I missed my turn back there. Was a turn on the Waddell, so now it's telling me. What is it telling me? Oh, well. I'm just going to turn right here. Left right here. I'll tell you. My brain don't too well when I'm talking on the radio.
Yeah.
I'm turning on the Pine Knoll off of Rutherford.
Oh, yeah. You know, Dave, I've noticed that. You know, what you just said.
I guess driving, talking on the radio, and then trying to look at your phone, which you're not supposed to do, but I just glance down at it. It's, you know, showing me where to turn and all that, but there's no, I don't have any sound, so there's no voice to say, you know, turn left here, you know. Sometimes, I used to have this GPS, it actually sounded like, it was a female voice. It actually sounded like they got irritated when I started in turn. Maybe it was in my mind, but it was kind of funny when you miss a turn. And but anyway, I don't use that one anymore.
A friend of mine used to be a programmer out at BMW. And he had a Garmin GPS, and he went in there and reprogrammed the voices in that thing. It was hilarious, David. He'd be riding along, and he'd deliberately go past the spot where he's supposed to turn. That thing would come on and say, "You missed your turn, you idiot." That and other various things that we're not supposed to say on the radio. It was hilarious.
That would be good. I used to have this four-wheel drive truck thing, a video game, and it was real realistic, and it had a commentator, and you could turn him off if you didn't want to hear him, but I always liked his comments, and he was always, you know, "Turn around, you're going the wrong way," or "This ain't no Sunday drive." You know, because it was a race. And, so, anyway. Well, I have arrived. So, I'm turning in the parking lot. KB4CPA.
You in?
Saying the wife has the Toyota Highlander. There's a bunch of people here. Definitely there's no parking that I can see up front, so I'm going around to the right, and I'm going to park over here. In fact, yeah, I think I got the first place here, next to a big white Chevy pickup truck.
Had a thing up there on the marquee that said Gardner straight ahead with a red arrow, and I'm following the red arrows.
Here, KP4CPS.
Okay, KP4CPS, clear.